أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the Selection of Spouses Marriage Series Part 2. A Shia Muslim man can marry a Shia Muslim woman and a non-Shia Muslim woman, which is from Al-Khattab. However, most say Muta only. However, if there is any danger to be misled, then it is haram. But he cannot marry a woman of any other faith. A Shia Muslim woman can marry a Shia Muslim man or a non-Shia like Sunni. If there is danger of being misled, then it is haram. But she cannot marry a non-Muslim man. A man came up to the Holy Prophet ﷺ to seek guidance for selecting spouse. He said, "It is binding upon you to have a religious spouse." The Messenger of Allah has forewarned a man who marries a woman for the sake of her wealth, Allah leaves him in his own condition. And the one who marries her only for her beauty will find her in her things he dislikes, unpleasing manner. And Allah will gather up all these things for the one who marries her for the sake of her faith, her righteousness. Imam Ridha alayhi salam wrote in a reply to a person who had asked him if he was advisable to marry his daughter to a person known for his ill nature. "If he is ill-natured, bad temper, don't marry your daughter to him." Islam permits the intended spouse to see each other for the purpose of selection and also permits asking and giving opinion if asked. With the end of this video, I want to emphasize on the parts we already touched upon in the beginning. From the verse of the Holy Quran in Surah 49, Ayah 13, "O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female, and made you peoples and tribes, that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted." This is not just from the aspect of those looking, but also to the respected parents who are looking for their child. Sometimes we get caught up in looking at what tribe in our time, what our culture is. Are they same as our culture? Are they same race as us? Do they have the high standards as us? But these aren't the things that we're asked to look when we look at our spouse. Here I want to emphasize that when we look for a spouse, we don't look at if they're from a different tribe, if they're from a different culture, if they're from a different race. We look at them and see their piety. They are a pious person. Then we should consider their proposal. We shouldn't look at them for their wealth. Are they wealthy enough to take care of me? Certainly, someone should be able to maintain a simple life, and that should be enough. On top of that, the man or the woman should be righteous. So my respected brothers and sisters, please be careful to who you select, because you're going to live with them until, inshallah, they are very old. If you'd like to watch more, please hit the subscribe or check out the Telegram channel and our WhatsApp channel left in the description below. Wa akhiru du'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.